Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. Today we'll be talking about creative ways to hold an open house for your clients. So give us a ring if you have any questions about how to hold an open house. Our number is 215-953-4979. Give us a ring and we can we'll take your questions on the air. And Joe Haley, what do we give you if we take your question on the air?
How about a $25 Visa gift card?
Sounds like a good deal to me,
like,
right?
Sounds like a great product.
All right, that gift. Was Joe Haley. We have a special guest joining us in the studio this morning, Tim Andrews, ASI President and CEO. Tim, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Andy. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, you just came back from vacation. Where were you?
Took a little long weekend up to Vermont, which was beautiful.
Nice weather?
Beautiful weather. It was about 75 degrees and really had a good time.
Excellent. Did you go to Long Trail Brewery? Long Trail?
No, we didn't.
That's my favorite place.
Surprise.
We were near Rutland, Vermont. I'm not sure where that is.
Is it near there? It's close, yeah.
Oh, I should have asked you before I went.
You should have.
All right, well, we're happy to have you back in the office.
Thank you, Andy.
Also joining us in the studio here this morning is Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great.
That's it? You're just great?
Great.
Always the first time,
excellent.
Kathy.
Okay, good. Also here is Michelle Bell, who's tweeting like a maniac.
I am.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm super. My hands hurt because of all this tweeting. I have like carpal tunnel. I'm like all cramped up.
Carpal tunnel, yeah.
Okay. Running the show for us today are Craig Veltri and Vinny Driscoll.
What about Joe?
I don't get a proper
introduction.
I'm going
to get to Joe.
Man, I get lower and lower on the totem pole each week.
Because you're little.
Craig Veltri and Vinny Driscoll, who's answering your calls that we're taking today about how to hold an open house. Give us a ring, 215-953-4979. But Joe Haley, managing editor at ASI, give us a quick rundown about what we're going to talk about.
Well,
today,
Andy, we are going to be taking your calls on tips for holding an open house for your clients. So if you have some suggestions or if you have some questions, give us a ring at 215-953-4979, and we'd be happy to help you out. Kathy is going to look at how to change the mindset to save your business. Now, sometimes you go, what's that saying about insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Oh, yes.
Kathy's going to help you get away from that. Michelle has something about cringeworthy business plan mistakes. And I always love
they
these.
Are cringeworthy,
I love these stories that, you know, you just read and hear about. It's like, ooh, how'd that happen?
The biggest business plan mistake that people have is that they don't have one.
Very good, Andy.
Sorry, go, Joe.
That was deep.
Very insightful.
We're going to look at the right ways to use the social media to build your brand. A lot of people are doing it. But in recent weeks, we found out if you're not careful, you might get yourself in some hot water. Also, Kathy has 7 ways to make your customers love you. I have a look at some of the Anthony Weiner promo products that are out there, one that actually crashed a website. We're going to take a look at our favorite things. Well, if we have time, I might want to get something off my chest. But we'll start it all with the industry news in 1 minute. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with regulatory news. The FDA last week announced new rules for sunscreen testing and labeling, changing guidelines that have been in place for the last 33 years. The new rules will take effect next year and will impact the labels placed on every sunscreen product. On to product safety news now. A new consumer product safety law went into effect in Canada yesterday. Sellers and manufacturers of consumer products who do business in Canada will have to comply with a new set of rules that closely mirror the goals and regulations of the CPSIA law in the U.S. Top 40 news now. Supplier Ennis, Inc. announced that it increased its revenues by 1.8% in its most recent quarter ended May 31. The company's apparel division, which includes supplier firm All Style Apparel, increased sales by 4.2% in the quarter. Finally, industry supplier Evans Manufacturing has expanded its offerings with the launch of its new writing instruments product line. Evans Writing Instruments features specially formulated high-grade ballpoint ink. And make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have some new products, Andy, and some new ideas. Some pretty cool things today, too.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Like something high-tech.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I have it on the radio show also.
You're going to show us that a little later on?
Yeah, but I think it's awesome.
Very cool. All right, well, we are getting ready to take your calls about how to run a open house for your clients. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979, and we'll take your calls on the air. We have some callers already on the line. On line one, we have Christine. Christine, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your questions for the host?
Well, I'm looking to have an open house this summer for my clients, and I'm just wondering, should I invite the whole client list or just choose some prospects and select clients?
Tim, what do you think?
I think you really should invite any of your clients that are really significant clients, because if they get wind that there was a little party or some sort of an open house and they didn't get invited, they really could get offended. I certainly would try to figure out who in those firms you should invite. So you don't necessarily have to invite every single person that works in a company that's a client of yours, but figure out, you know, perhaps it's the decision maker you work with on a daily basis and then maybe their boss or someone else who's really influential. And then, of course, definitely invite some key prospects, because that's going to be a great way to sort of stir it up a little bit. And there's nothing better than one of your current clients standing next to a prospect of yours, telling them about how great your service has been and how creative you are in terms of finding the right product at the right time.
Yeah, Christine, I think another idea might be to split the list a little bit and have a couple of events. You could do a prospect event and you could do a client event. And like Tim said, certainly don't leave any of your best ones out. You know, invite as many of them as you can. But maybe you have a couple different events during the summer and, you know, hold a couple of open houses.
And make sure to use self-promos and have a lot of promotional products there with your logo on it. I went to an open house that a distributor had, and they had lots of samples from suppliers that were there visiting. They didn't have one product with their own name on it,
yeah,
which I thought was unbelievable.
Wow, that is surprising for people who sell promotional products. All right, Christine, well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Agnes. Agnes, how are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm going to be having a client open house, and I was wondering if I should ask some suppliers to come and bring samples with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Get your best suppliers, your preferred vendors. Have them come set up a little table, maybe off to the side. But as Tim said, make sure you also get some self-promo products as well.
And make sure they know the ground rules. You know, plan with them in advance exactly what your strategy is and who these clients are and what your goals are. And, you know, make sure that they know that these are certainly your clients. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, bringing suppliers on sales calls. It's a great idea. But, you know, plan out with them what the goals are for the event in advance so everybody's on the same page. I think, you know, that's an important step.
And also work with them so you can give your client, your guest, a gift bag on the way out. If you work with the suppliers that are there in attendance, you have an apparel manufacturer, have them bring something that has, you know, a polo shirt, a sweater, whatever, so you can put a nice gift bag together.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think those ground rules are really important. I think that there's a lot of controversy in the industry right now about some ideas on having end buyers come into some trade shows. And, you know, I think you really need to make sure that suppliers don't have pricing out, they don't have contact information out. You know, some of these are very basic things, and we sort of joke around and sort of say, gosh, you know, isn't that obvious? But you know what? In reality, almost nothing's obvious. And so restating the ground rules, as Andy said, is really important, because you don't want to have a situation that becomes uncomfortable or loses some money or creates bad will, bad feelings among some people.
Well, it's something that suppliers simply might not be used to. They're used to exhibiting at trade shows where distributors are, and that might be the types of materials that they have ready for any kind of exhibiting appearance. So be careful. Make sure that they know that these are end users and everything that they hand out needs to be, you know, quote-unquote end user safe.
Okay, all right. Great.
All right, Agnes, hang on the line so Vinny can get your information.
Thanks.
We also posted this question to our Facebook page, this topic about open houses and how to run them, and we got some interesting questions in from our Facebook fans. One came from Sally Daniel Anderson that says, what would you suggest for an open house if you work out of your home? It's a good question. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I think that if you have a nice home with a nice yard and it's the spring, you have nice weather, host them outside in your backyard. You know, a little wine and cheese get together. If not, look to a local catering hall. You know, find a price that's reasonable, find a menu that works, and maybe you avoid some of your suppliers, and they might want to, you know, split some of that cost with you. But I mean, there's always options. Big house, nice backyard, I say do it at your house. And especially if your clients know you work out of your home. I don't think there's anything wrong with them
right. Having
your clients to your home.
Tim, what do you think about that?
Don't bring them to your home under any circumstance.
Don't bring them to your home.
My opinion. So I would be very skittish and careful about that.
Yeah.
Because you never know what they're going to see or what they're going to overhear or what they're going to hear your kids say to your dog or something. I went to my boss's, not when I was at ASI, but another boss's home once, and the kid said a couple of things that the parents didn't hear him say, and it created a whole big drama. However, a couple of other ideas, I would say think about a park. You know, there's lots of parks in areas. There's also for instance, I'm the president of the Arts Council in Princeton, New Jersey. We have a beautiful location.
Yep.
You could have a gallery kind of thing with like maybe a wine and cheese, as Joe said, but you could talk about creativity, and here we are in a creative space. So
mm-hmm.
I would really try to think of what's your brand as a business person? What kind of brand are you trying to do? If it's sports, then maybe you do a sports thing. If it's, you know, something else. So I would think about what kind of brand you're trying to create and try to find the location. And maybe you could have it at your house. I'm just
okay. I would like to amend my answer and say, put the dog away and make sure the kids are out of sight.
And put the kids away
as well. All right. Another question came in from Carol Simoli, and it says, do you think it's appropriate to have a so-called open house during one of your company events and have some of your items showcased there? I would think so. Yeah. I mean, it's if you're having another company event with employees and you're inviting clients, I think that's a better opportunity for all of your employees to interact with your client, your best client. So I would say yes. And like Tim said earlier, put those products out there. Show exactly what your capabilities are. Have your name on them, and take advantage of the situation as much as possible. Anybody else? Joe? What do you think? Yes?
Don't
no?
talk,
no.
Joe.
No, I agree with you, Andy. I agree. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it at that. I agree with you.
Make sure
it gives them an opportunity to interact with the employees, too.
They can
see the heart and soul of the company. I'm sorry.
Make sure the employees are prepped, though, because you know there may be some people that work in your organization, no matter how big it is, who aren't really that familiar with interacting with clients, mm-hmm. and you don't want them to say something that is going to embarrass themselves or your the company or something. So I think that preparation, which you mentioned in the very first answer, Andy, thinks very important, no matter who it is or what it's about.
Mm-hmm. What about bringing like an open house to your client's company too, mm-hmm. to your client's venue?
Like a little showcase?
Like a little showcase, mm-hmm. bring some food and beverage, invite other departments, and then you can work, you know, across departments.
Sales call on steroids?
Exactly.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Well, give us a call at 215-953-4979 if you have any questions. But right now we're going to pause for a break to hear from our show sponsor, I Promote You. But when we get back, we will continue the calls and the topic about open houses.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show where we're discussing open houses. It is summertime, so it's a time for open houses. We have another caller on the line. One of our favorite callers on line one is Bob. Bob, how are you today?
Bob. Terrific. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. Bob.
Now, Bob, what's your question or comment regarding open houses?
Well, I'm just thinking open house sounds a little too large for me, and I wondered what you guys thought of something more along the lines of an executive briefing.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat, Bob.
I think it depends what you're trying to do. Executive briefings sounds a little more...
business?
Serious, like maybe people would be a little wary that it's more of a sales call than an open house type of thing. But, you know, the packaging is important. So people should know that it's more of an informal thing if you're throwing a party type of environment where you're trying to show off your capabilities. But executive briefing, you know, if you have news or if you have important information that people, you know, can really help people's jobs and help them, you know, be better at what they do, then maybe it is an executive briefing. But it kind of depends on what your goals are.
Well, I know you just mentioned the showcase, and that appeals to me too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's an executive briefing, try to figure out in advance what you're going to brief them on and what they're going to brief you on, because I think a lot of people spend too much time talking and not enough time listening. And so when you go in and talk about you're going to do an executive briefing, you know, what are you going to ask them to talk about? What can they do to be prepared to, you know, interact? Because it isn't just about sort of you going in, Bob, as sort of a broadcaster and talking about all the things that you want to talk about. It's, you know, maybe an opportunity for them to spend a lot of time. You know, what are their plans for the rest of the year? You know, this is a good time in the middle of the year. A lot of businesses are thinking about what's going to happen between now and December if they're on a calendar year. So what are their goals in the second half of the year? This is a good time to sort of stop and pause and sort of ask those questions too, I think, in the summertime.
Yeah, that's an excellent
idea. All right, Bob, good luck with your executive briefing / showcase / open house this summer. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We also got another question on our Facebook page, which is interesting, touches on a couple of points. Michael Berger says, I need some organizational techniques, whether it be a well-organized binder or a software program that I can keep track of cold calls and mailings I send and follow-up emails. And he asks, does ASI sell something like this? He has a big problem sort of managing all of his contacts. Tim, what do you think about that?
I think it's really important that you have all of your information in one place, and certainly a binder if that works for you. Most people, I think, at this point use Outlook, and they really organize around Outlook, and they have all their contacts in Outlook. I think that You know, look at that kind of a thing. You know, Outlook obviously can sync up with Gmail. We're looking at doing some things to put additional information at distributor and supplier's fingertips about the client contacts they have, and we haven't quite determined what we're going to do, but you know, look for some announcements from us. But I think it is very important to document when you have a conversation, because you know, you can only remember so much, and honestly, if three people were in a conversation and they all leave 15 minutes later, they would all write down different highlights and different topics. I think also when I end a conversation with a prospect or with a customer of ours, I always say, well, let me just recap the top three things and what my to-dos were so that I really clearly articulate what those are. Because, you know, again, you get in your car, you get two more phone calls while you're in your car, and you suddenly forget what you talked about 3 hours before.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael ends his question by asking, how important is it to document every time you contact someone? I think it's vital. You know, you cannot keep all of your contacts with customers and prospects in your head. You have to document it and know, and you know, keep vital dates in a calendar. Know when their next promotion, when their buying schedule is for their next promotion, because you talk to them about it. Know when, you know, their budget is for, when they're planning their budget for 2012. You can't keep all that in your head.
And also personal things, like when's their anniversary? Are they getting married? You know, what's going on? You know, you don't want to become a stalker. But at the same time, if someone says, I'm going to get married, you know, in 2 weeks, and you come back in a month and you don't ask about, you know, how their wedding went, it's a little bit embarrassing. The other thing that I found pretty useful is when I leave a meeting with somebody, I'll often write an email to them very quickly outlining what we discussed and what the to-dos were in both parties. And that way there's a written record that they get, that I get. And then if there's any discontinuity between what our understandings are, we get that out in the open. They get the emails like, gosh, I didn't know I was supposed to do this or he was supposed to do this. That way there's also just a documented record of what it is. And then when you're going to go in a couple of weeks, you can pull up that email and there's everything you talked about, you know,
right,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important to do.
I use Outlook for, you know, all those important dates and stuff. Since I
You have my birthday?
I do. Okay. I missed my wife's birthday 1 year.
He did.
Pauline was not happy.
No, she handled it, you know, with...
So now you just say happy birthday to her every day?
No, for the 2 weeks prior to that, every day I put a note in there that pops up and says, it's your wife's birthday on the 9th. It's your wife. I did. I missed it 1 year. And she told me about it a week later.
Oh, Joe. There's a rant in there somewhere. Okay, we're on another on line one. We have another caller, Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
Hey, Stanley.
Doing good. What's your question for the host today?
Well, I want to find out, when it comes to an open house with vendors, what do you think is like the minimal amount of vendors that you can bring into, whether it's a hotel room or something where you can invite your clients and your end users, and they're really getting a well-rounded feel of the industry? Do you think it needs to be, you know, 4, 10, 5? I mean, what are you thinking?
I would look at your space, how big the space is. You don't want everyone to be squished in there like sardines. And I'd also look at your, you know, vendor list, who your preferred vendors are. You want to make sure you invite them.
Well, and the product categories you want to have covered. Right. You want to have an apparel supplier. You want to have, you know, of course, 2 or 3 hard goods suppliers. Maybe somebody who specializes in unique imprinting processes, things like that.
Yeah, that's good.
A little education. I think also thinking about who the client is you're going to invite, or the clients you're going to invite. Is there something special that they do or that they're interested in? You know, maybe it's somebody who's, you know, loves high-tech stuff. Well, then you've got to make sure that that category is thoroughly covered. I also, you know, would try to bring in a mix of people, not necessarily people that you've done a lot of business with, because it's also, you know, especially if it's a big supplier that maybe you haven't done that much with, you can actually show to that supplier that you're really a force to be reckoned with and you've got a real following. It's a way to really introduce the fact that maybe they should do something special for you that maybe they're not doing yet because you haven't been a big customer of theirs yet.
All right, gotcha. Stanley, great question. Thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. All right, Tim, about trade shows, ASI Show has a show coming up in Chicago. We have Mike Ditka speaking there in next month, July 18 to 20, is that right?
Sure, that's exactly 19
right. 19 to 21, I think.
ASIShow.com gives all the information.
But we also have some major announcements upcoming for 2012, right? I don't know that you could spill the beans right now, but... maybe a little teaser for our audience here.
We do. We've got a lot coming out. We're going to be making some really key announcements right after the July 4th holiday. I think look for something around July 6th with our keynoters for next year. Really incredibly good lineup. A couple of hints. In Florida, we're a couple of weeks out from the beginning of the primary season.
That's right.
And
yes, we are.
So we're going to do a little political stuff down in Florida, not because we're political particularly, but because we think that, you know, elections are really important and people should really be thinking about what the impact of different decisions based on, you know, national elections really are on the industry and everyone around. So we're going to have a couple of people down there that's going to show the left and the right.
Both sides of the aisle.
Both sides of the aisle are going to be represented in Orlando. Nice. And let me just, one little hint would be a fox in the hen house would be one. we're also going to be doing a
Any
lot of
guesses,
social.
Joe? Just kidding.
Somebody on Fox who may be not left-wing. We're also going to have a lot of education and social media, and next year with some really big, huge names in the social media space, people that have not spoken to any of our industry participants before in a public setting. And then one very special activity, which is we're going to have the middle of next year in Chicago next year, we're going to have an all-day sales training with somebody who is probably the most well-known sales motivator, sales trainer in the world. Maybe the universe.
Me?
It's not Kathy Houston, but I would bet people could probably guess
that.
That might be a guess.
So really a lot of cool stuff going on.
Exciting.
Every show next year.
That social media stuff I think is really important right now. People are dying for that type of information. How to do it, how to take advantage of it, how to make money with it, you know, and how to make sure they're not wasting their time.
We're going to have the Mavericks, the people that really invented the whole social media space, are going to be at our shows next year.
That's great. Something to look forward to for the 2012 shows. All right, Michelle.
Yes.
Cringeworthy business plan mistakes. What are people doing wrong with their business plans today?
You know, there are seven of them here, and we're going to post them on our website at asicentral.com/radio, but I'm going to talk about three of them here. The number one thing is projecting outrageous profits. A lot of business plans project profits way beyond the normal 10 to 15% that most businesses see. High profitability projections indicate that the business owner is underestimating costs and expenses. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Next would be incomplete financial projections. Every business plan should have realistic cash flow projection and starting costs. I think that business owners tend to get kind of, you know, lost in the luster of starting a company and everything that goes with that, and they aren't realistic sometimes about what it really is going to take. Next, we have knowing your margins, including administrative costs, and remember to allocate enough working capital to support waiting for your clients to pay their invoices, which is something, again, that business owners seem to forget. So go to our website and check these out. They're really good points.
Absolutely. I think the idea of underestimating expenses, I think that's something that, that everybody on their business plan needs to look at more closely. You know, there's lots of costs that go into a business, not just the cost of buying the goods that you're selling to your clients, but every cost that goes into your business. So take a close look at that for sure. All right, Kathy, we have to change our mindset to save our business. What does that mean?
We know, Andy, sometimes when business is down, you can start to feel a little
down.
Right. So it's all about changing your mindset. First of all, you might not feel like being social, but you really should. You should put yourself out there. Exactly. Go to more networking events. Don't shut yourself in your office. And if you don't have one already, I think this is a really great point. Create an advisory board you can consult about business challenges. They can help you, you know, with your business challenges and let you know industry trends, blah, blah, blah.
Great idea.
Avoid naysayers and watch what you feed your mind. It's easy to start and end your day watching the news, but they suggest only limit yourself to watching the news one time a day and just read headlines and skim things. Don't go into the nitty-gritty about negative reports. Get up and move, exercise. That gets your endorphins going, puts you in a more positive mindset. Sounds simple, but sometimes exercise is one of the first things to go when you're feeling down. Keep learning and stay on top of industry trends. I think that goes without saying. While solving day-to-day problems can be all-consuming, you have to take the time to learn about new trends by going to ASI Education, for example.
Ah, very good, Kathy.
Right? And be your own cheerleader. Studies have shown we remember uncompleted tasks better than we remember what we've accomplished, but it pays to keep a list of all your accomplishments. When you're feeling down, go back and look at that, and it gives you a little morale boost.
I think it's easy to get mired down in bad news, and I think that's like the worst thing that can happen.
Definitely.
You just need to break out of that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I find it interesting, though, Kathy, you told people to exercise, considering you don't even own a pair of sneakers.
But that doesn't mean I don't exercise.
Oh, yeah, right, at your desk or something?
Her jaws are the strongest in the building.
There was a report on ABC News last week about, you know, just sitting at a desk all day is really, really unhealthy for
right.
us. And they actually had the report, they had this company where all their computers are at treadmills. And they stand and they just a slow walk all day. They work at their computer, which is better for a healthy mind, healthy
body. It's like
body.
The Gulag.
It's like being in the Gulag.
I'm going to install one in your office, Joe.
He would take it.
Yeah, I would do it.
All right, now we're going to pause for a message from our second show sponsor, which is the Counselor Hot Party.
ASI Radio is sponsored by the Counselor Hot Party, the perfect way to show off your brand to the hottest people in the industry. Become a sponsor and we'll include your logo in our event, marketing, signage, video, and more. The Hot Party is July 20th at the Griffin Lounge at 10 p.m., right after the gala during the ASI Chicago show. Contact Ed Kohler now at 215-953-3261. That's 215-953-3261.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. Tim, will you be at the hot party?
Of course, Andy.
I sure will.
Great.
That's going to be a fun event.
Because you guys are totally hot.
In some respects.
Just saying.
And it's in Chicago, which is like one of the world's best cities.
Exactly. All right, Joe, we talked a little bit about the importance of using social media and knowing how to use it the right way. So, what is the right way to use social media to build your brand today?
Well, Andy, I'm going to tell you. First of all, this is according to Fox Small Business Center, and they say it's a powerful tool, but people don't take the time to learn how to use it. You know, they go in, they just throw things all over the place, they're sending messages to everything, you know, everyone. It's just unfocused, and it's important to get focused because the number one reason to use it is to generate more business exposure, and that's according to the 2011 Social Media Marketing Industry Report. And 88% of the people using it say it's a great way to generate new business. So they have five things you should be doing. I'm going to give you the two most important, I think. One is to engage and interact. You cannot have a Facebook page and just sit it out there and let it sit idle and expect people to be fans and to post things. You have to engage with any of your fans. You have to interact with them. Put blogs out there. Have little contests. Ask them questions. Facebook, Vinny Driscoll is great at that for the ASI Facebook page, ASI Central. He's always posting questions relevant to business, relative to the time of year, what's going on, and, you know, that's what he's doing. He's interacting with people. The other thing is you have to set goals. Why do you have a Facebook fan page? What do you want to do? Do you want to gain more business? Do you want to get people to start trying a new product, a new service that you're launching? So set your goals. Find out, you know, what it is you want to do, and then try to stick to those goals. How are you going to achieve those goals? So, again, just don't put the stuff out there. Don't get LinkedIn. Don't get a Twitter, you know, account. Don't get Facebook if you're not going to be serious about doing it. Don't do it because everyone else is doing it. And I think that what we're finding out there is that there is a lot of white noise. It's all over the place, and it can be frustrating. I stopped looking at it over the weekend. I refuse to look at it Saturday or Sunday. I don't want to sit in front of my computer. We use it, you know, for business, and there I come in here. We have a successful promotions Facebook fan page. People post questions. We check that out, answer those questions. We post videos on there, case studies on there and stuff, so we've got a purpose there. But over the weekend, it's just it's all over the place, and it can be annoying at times.
Cool.
But
all right.
Well, we will post this online, and you'll see all five things they say you should be doing with your social media.
Good marketing tips from Joe Haley. Make sure to check out the rest of those tips at asicentral.com/radio. All right, now it is time for our favorite segment of the week. It's our favorite things where we share our favorite products. So, Michelle, you're laughing, so why don't you lead us off?
It actually is my favorite part of the show. Okay, all of our products are going to be on asicentral.com/radio. So mine is, I am probably one of the few people who actually like to use a pen and paper to take notes.
I do too.
Don't use electronic documents. I go old school.
So terrible handwriting.
At the ASI San Diego show, I met a supplier, never met him before, and he has these really cool little notepads with this great four-color process, really bright, really neat, and it's Modern Line, ASI 65910, and if you look at our website, the sample that's shown is really, really cool. And it's just a pocket-sized notebook, and it's very handy, and it's something that I would use all the time, and people still use them.
All right, Kathy, you're up next.
Okay, mine is pocket-sized, too. And it's a cell phone lingo slide guide from the Positive Line. It helps parents keep up with their kids and alert them to cyber risks. It defines over 80 shortcuts, acronyms, abbreviations that teens and preteens use when sending cell phone text messages or instant messages. For example, Andy, you know what OMG is, right?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what POS is?
No idea.
Parent over shoulder.
No.
That's an alert. Okay?
So this is it's because I have a six-year-old at home.
This is a point of sale.
That's right. Point of sale. Also includes cyber smart tips plus info on cyberbullying and sexting, which, you know, you need to deter. This is a great idea for middle schools and
Sister
high schools.
Don't be a wiener.
Don't be exactly, Tim. Exactly. But you can find it by visiting thepositiveline.com.
Very nice. Yes. All right. My favorite product of the week is a very unique item. It comes from Bam Bams, which is ASI 38228, and you can see it online right now. It is a sleek bracelet that has a unique cutout area, so companies can put a message or logo that's completely cut out, and when people wear them out in the summertime right now, they get the suntan. Suntan imprint right on their wrist, right through the the imprint of the wristband.
What?
Very cool. Check
I
it
like
out.
That.
Unless
right
you're
now.
Wearing sunscreen, like you should be.
Well, that's the whole point. You don't, Kathy, and then your little wrist is fine. Check it out at asicentral.com/radio. Now, Joe, it's your turn.
I actually brought my product today. All right, this just looks like your regular button. You know, you got a pin on the back here. You got a button on a jacket, a shirt. You'll see these buttons on the back of the button. This is actually a 2 gig MP3 player.
Very cool. You can
download music onto it. Wow. It can come preloaded. It's great for summer music festivals. It's great for summer band tours. Radio stations can use it. It powers up by just plugging in a set of earbuds. I'm going to use the set of speakers here. Okay, it's as easy as that. And this was for a tour. And then you unplug it, and it turns off, and it comes with the cord again to recharge the battery inside. This is from Soundline, ASI 88241. And you can get more information at info@soundline.com. But I think this is one of the best products I've seen in a long, long time. And they're the only ones that have it. This is the first time I've seen it. So
it's a full-color imprint.
Cool. Full-color imprint is what, too. So if it's a rock band, you put the band members on there, you pin it on your jacket, whatever you're wearing around, boom, you can plug it in and listen to the music. They can sell it at concerts with preloaded music. Mm-hmm. They can give it away maybe to the first 100 people, 1,000 people in the door, whatever. So there's a lot of applications for it. Businesses can use it as well. You have a conference, a sales conference. All your sales reps are there. There's a bunch of presentations. Put those audio presentations on this. Give it to them. They can take it back with them, and they've got, you can listen to it again. I want to remember what that point is. You can, turn up the volume, you can go to the next song. It's got a lot of functions, all in a little button.
Very cool.
I like it.
I like this. What's the price point in round numbers? Do you have any idea?
I don't. This is a cool idea.
If I were a distributor, I would call in some religious organizations, because I think this would be a great device for people to preload some music, maybe a sermon. I mean, religion is a huge opportunity, I think, for distributors that we probably under leverage in the industry. But I think this would be great. You could have the church logo, whatever, on here, the synagogue, whatever, and then some messages inside from the synagogue, the church, whatever it is.
And a lot of them have youth groups and mm-hmm. teen groups and stuff, and they go, and it's very music oriented and stuff. So again, you can just download that stuff. I think it'd be a cool thing.
Booster
very
clubs,
mm-hmm. boost yeah.
music groups,
music, every yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Limitless. It's
unique
limitless.
Ideas. All right, check out that product and all the rest on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but make sure to join us again next week when we'll talk about the best ways to make your customers love you. Have a great week, everybody.